I caught it right up. You said they were crazy to interface to. You had the DB9 or DB7 or something like that, and drop right there. But all right, well, I got a couple of things. If that's the case, I can't find any use for them in amateur service, which you know, maybe I'll just do them up if I, you know, do them up for GMRS and dump them there, because I've got I need a little bit more power out of Mount Clemens, and I'm not willing to put anything good up there. I got that little Kenwood, and then I know Dave's been having trouble with the Detroit machine shutting off all the time, and that's a decent machine we can fix and put elsewhere. So we dump one of these Master 3s down there, keep the two GMRS, Southeast Michigan GMRS machines running without wasting our effort on anything we care about.
A-V-A-E-L-Q.
Okay, I do, and I do have the software. I think you, well, actually, I think you gave me that, but, yeah, do they have the amps with them?
I got ELQ. I don't know anything about them yet. Just, I picked up a another piece of RF hardware that's, I got a multi-coupler transmit combiner, which, pretty nice, and they mentioned they also have those, so that's all I know at this point. ELQ, go ahead. W8FU.